ניקח, הרי ניקו הרי סודן לברובוס לסטריפי המוסקו. First of all, because of Nidavomus, and even if it's not Nidavomus, supposed to be Nishtahateva, supposed to be Maisenisi, whatever, so it will still be Treve, because Avochel Nishinah. But Lakus Lechulie is a Treve only on the basis of Nidavomus. So maybe if there will be Maisenisi, there will be Nishtahateva, it will be Che. Listen, suppose there will be a Nishtahateva Ligabe Nidavomus. Well, the Prayer Sheir, and Misha Feinstein say there is a Nishtana Deva. I don't think it's reasonable to assume that it's Nishtana Deva. But let's say, according to the Prayer Sheir, that it's Nishtana Deva. So, if there is a Nishtana Deva in respect to Nikva Reyer, there is a Nishtana Deva in respect to Lakus Lechuli. So, according to the Dogma Bob, Nikva Reyer is Treve Lakus Lechuli now, since it's Nishtana Deva, is Kshel. It's a Kshel. But according to the Nitzi, so the Yitres Treve is not Asuro on the basis of Metalomus, only Nidl Achelim Nidl Achelim and Lakus Lechul. So in other words, the Nitzi and the Zogun of Bobo agree in connection with Lakus Lechul. But it's not the same terrace.
Well, if they agree that on something that's not nichlal,
right.
Then we'll not have any something that's not nichlal. And the halal portion we see now, they agree on
that. That's right. But you'll see that in the Kudus HaKesef says what the Gemara says.
The Mitzvah says for nitin nechlech elyon, this is only under nichlalus and
rabbi. That's right.
But the rabbi mentions inside that it's the Kudus HaMinstuva.
What?
He includes it in the two, three categories: kavod and nichlal.
So he's
getting and the
Elyon
on the
Tuvah.
Yeah. Inside.
Who says?
The Rambam.
Yeah, so the Rambam mentions. He just, you know, to make it. That's right. Just to make it more, for the sake of clarity. So, in order that we should know. So he mentions that there is another type of Nitulah that is also faithful. But that's not on the basis of Allah's mission. See, now it's on the basis of Nitulah. Now let's see what the Kodesh HaKesef says. Isavik Mo, Vishperikal Trevet Somaru, Eshmeni Trevet Nebu, Meshi Nisina, Veilei Cheshemonu, Hatu Mishulchanu, Vikoma Bigmo Rafuke, look at the Kodesh HaKesef on the margin, in Simen Choptet, Vikoma Bigmo Rafuke, Lakus Lechuli, Yed Rochi Bapop, Upir Ishrashe, Lafuk, Lakus Lechuli, Poliko, Vitama Vishos Laramba, וכן הוא חשכים גשם, הוא רק חסינו, שאלו מנפוסק והכוסי יתחי ותסם, וכן כושר אסמד ויתור משכונו, ופינה יזדלתם לי כושר מידי, כשנדעת לי כמה יקום אתה אומר לו אפיק להכוסי רופש בפות, וליקום אסתום אל אפיק להכוסי, אלו בת הספיר לתמוד לדח, להכוסי דיו חסי, וילקי מנו פוליק עלו, והי מנסתום את תמוד לפוי חוסום, אתון את רבי שמואל, במה יתחס טריבס, וילך שנם לשף שמייצה, וחד מנהי להכוסי, אלו דו לקומה, וכל הרפי משוסקו, במישני מלוך חמש מסיני, לעקו כלעקו סדר אוכל בפופה, דיו אומרו, ולא יזכר במשנה דלעד הלוח חמש מסיני, ולא יקרה ששפירש, דיו לפוליק עליי, זהו דעס הרמבה, מסייתי. Now, the dogma of Bobo is more explicit what he meant. And the dogma of Bobo, even though what he's saying is similar to what Nitzif says, but there is a major difference between what Nitzif says and what the dogma of Bobo says. Because according to the Tziv, the Yitres Treifes are Treifes not on the basis of Nidolos, but only on the basis of Alochel Mishmi Sinai. Lakusi Nechulie is Treife on the basis of Nidolos, and Nidolachielie is Treife. But according to the Dogum of Bobo, so all the Treifes mentioned in the Mishneh are Treifes on a twofold score. First of all, because each one of them is in a chayor, and the in a chayor is an essential fact. So it's a treife on the basis of Nidolomus, and then another reason. So what's the purpose of the other reason? The purpose of the other reason is in connection with a case where there is Maisenisi more miraculously, a behemoth that has a perforated lung who survives. So why is all Nishtana Teva? So, but the Nekudas HaKesef, he says the same svore, and you can read everything the Netziv says in the Nekudas HaKesef. I think that the Nekudas HaKesef means mamish for the Mitzvahs. Because the Nekudas HaKesef doesn't mention Chayo Achayu Shein Achayo Leisech. He doesn't mention Maisa Nisi. He only mentions a Teretz again under Kashet by the Bess Yosef against the Rambam. Why the Rambam passed in Suez Aloche of Chestreifes Nemo Mish Mesinai and also Ochi Bapopet Aloche. So what does he say? Because the Rambam explains the Gemara Lafuke, Ochi Bapopet, not the way Rashi explains that only Israel can Ochi Bapopet. Lafuke, Ume deals with the traces of Aloche Mish Mesinai. Rochish Bapope deals with another kind of treife, of Neidromus. So it's mamish. He means mamish what Mitzvah. Mamish what Mitzvah says. I mean, Rabbi Yechiel Weinberg of Hashomem, he was a Rabbi Nibor. So he had a Sefer Svidesh. So one Chiluk of Svidesh is devoted to one child. When the German government, before Hitler and Mashmei, before Hitler and Mashmei came to power, so the German government, Assad Schlitter, and then the Swiss government, Assad Schlitter, and many Scandinavian countries, Assad Schlitter. So how did the Assad Schlitter? They didn't Assad Schlitter. The government, even in Germany, prior to Hitler, did not Assad Schlitter. But they Assad Schachting in Behemoth, because after all, they were very compassionate. So, and the practice of Shchite is barbaric according to the Nazis. So they ask that Shchite, unless you are mehamim the behemoth, in other words, you introduce the shock to me, you knock the behemoth unconscious, so that the behemoth wouldn't have any pain. And the question arose whether that is mutarpini. As a matter of fact, there were some rabbonim who are disposed to be matir, but they were afraid to be matir because that would be a terrible killpon, I mean, if they were matir. But there were certain rabbonim in those days who are disposed to be matir. Reb Chaim Lindzer didn't want to pass through the child himself. Of course, it was a very big shasatrak because it meant that in many European countries they wouldn't be able to eat meat because that was the law in Germany, in Switzerland. I think in one of the Scandinavian countries, and it was like an epidemic, it was spreading, you know, this Tzal Balachayim movement to Asa Shrit. So there were some rabbonim who were disposed to be matir, but most rabbonim asked. So he wrote a collection of tshuvas, this one, that one, a very good sefer this age. So he discusses the Dogma of Ovo, and he discusses the Nekudas HaKesef, and he assumes that the Nekudas HaKesef means the same thing the Dogma of Ovo means. But he doesn't mention the Mitzvah, and that's a power. He doesn't mention the Mitzvah. He mentions everybody, every year in Ovo who participated in the child. So I'm Rebbe Chayyuk, Rebbe Chayyuk. But the Mitzvah he doesn't mention. And he understood the Nekudas HaKesef as saying the same thing the Dogma of Ovo says. But I think no. The Nekudas HaKesef says mamish the same thing that the Nitziv says. Not what the Dogma of Ovo. But the Dogma of Ovo says is similar to what the Nitziv says. Now, I started to mention the tasteless. Tasteless, that we raise on the base. The tasteless mentions Chavnetam. That Rav Netam says, now I don't think that we'll have the time to go over the whole thesis. But I think we have to go over the thesis. Ve'om Rav Yud Om HaShmuel, V'chim Mitzvah, Misei V'dayik, Rav Yud, Diktone Gav Gulgeles, Kano Chisom Gulgeles, V'sham Eimrim Kimloi Magdeach, U'bisil Leimer Kedshinot Melachai V'yomus. In other words, the halacha is that etzem kiseiro is mitami b'magin u'masik. But be'el, etzem kiseiro is not mitami. Only if you have revinim and vinim. So in other words, if you have the substantial shebre of a human being, or if you have the skull of a human being, that's mitami be'el. The substantial skull of a human being. But if there is a substantial diminution in the shetre of a human being, then it's not the talent. Now, what is considered a substantial diminution. So there's a machlokes between Bishamai and Bishil. Bishamai say that if two vertebrae are missing, were taken out, are missing from the spine, so then it's considered a substantial diminution. And in other words, the shefre is not considered to be a substantial shefre. So maybe it's not mitame veil. And we still say, even if one vertebra is missing from the spine, it's also considered a substantial diminution, so it's not a real shefre anymore. So then there is a machlekes also in regard to what constitutes a substantial diminution in the skull of a human being. Because if it's a substantial skull, it's mitame veil. If it's just a portion of the skull, it's not mitame veil. So what is considered a real chesed in the skull, in the Gogeles? So bishama yimen kalei magdeyach, if it was reduced, the size of a hole that a drill can bore. What kind of a drill? So the Mishnah always mentions a certain kind of a drill, a certain kind of a drill that they had in the Midrash, in one of the chambers of the Midrash, whatever it is. Bishila say, "Kidishinotil mina chayim v'yonus." Only what is considered a substantial diminution of the brain, if you cut out of the brain, of the human brain, of the skull, you cut out the size, such a substantial portion, an account of which it is destined to die. The person is destined to die. What is it? How much is it? It's hisela, the size of hisela. Size of hisela. Now, so the Gemara says, that the same machlokes that Bishamai and Bishila mentioned in connection with human beings applies to Trefon Behel. In other words, in connection with human beings, so Bishamai say that if the Eya, if in a house you have a human spine, in which two vertebrae are missing, so then it's not become a Eya. But suppose only one vertebrae is missing, it is still mitame veil, if one vertebra is missing. And we still say that even if just one vertebra is missing, it's not mitame veil. So we still are making in regard to Tumas, Eya, of another, of the shepherd of another. So we still are the Mekili, and we Shamai are the Machmili. Let's say in the case where you have one vertebra missing from the spine, so according to Bishila, it's not mitame. It's not mitame veil. And according to Bishamai, it is mitame. So the same thing, the same machlokes would apply to behemah. But there, the roles would be reversed. In ligami odor, so Bishila is mekil, if one vertebra is missing. And Bishamai, amachmir. There, the roles would be reversed. Suppose one vertebra was taken out from the behemah, so according to Bishila, it would be a treifa. Because Bishila say that the absence of one vertebrae is a substantial diminution. So if it's a substantial diminution, so it's a treifa. So the roles are reversed in regard to behemo. So Bishila will become a machlia, and Bishamai, what constitutes a substantial diminution? Only the absence of two vertebrae. So if one vertebrae is missing in the spine of a behemoth, so it's not a substantial diminution. So it's not a trait. And the same thing, the same machlokes would apply in regard to the chisorim in the skull, in the gulgeles. So this is what he wants. So Roma Abu Mashmuel Chemtre. You see the Tai Kabu. The Ktone Kamu Gugeles Kamu Chisom the Gugeles. Bishamim in Kili Magdeach. Bishamim in Kili Rotel Mina Chai Biyom Us. Shiyotu Na Chai Biyom Us. Aumim Shiyom Mise Choshif Chisom Rehim. Halacha Choshev, the Rabbi Yehuda, Bahad Mishnayis. Bahad Mishnayis. Now, isn't it mashma from this Gemara that the inner chayo is an essential factor in the Dogma Bava assumes? I mean, we see from all the Rishonim that the inner chayo is only an accidental factor. But from the Dogma Bava assumes that it's an essential factor. And the reason is why, if the behemoth lives with a makor of treifa for more than 12 months, it's also because of another din of treifas. Because Allah is Mishnah. But the Eir HaChayo, according to the Mavobo, is an essential fact. We say that for most Hashem, except the Loshin and the Miri mentions, and the Sheol in the Rajba, so they all hold it's a statistical fact. But doesn't it appear from this Gemara? The Gemara equates the machlokes between Bishama and Bisila, Ligabe Yodom, with the machlokes, Ligabe Behemo, when you say machlokes, applies to Behemo. So it says, Misave Nai, Wachaikes, Hezet to Behemo. We have the machlokes, Ligabe Yodom. What constitutes a substantial diminution in the skull of a human being? What constitutes a substantial diminution in the spine of a human being? So they are Ligabi Tumasaya, we have Aloche, that Rav Minyan and Rav Binyan is Mitab Behemo. Only when you have the substantial spine intact. So what is considered the substantial spine if there is no substantial diminution? So then the Machlek is, what does it do with Frame of Behemo? There. So Tesis says, because Basil say that what constitutes a substantial diminution in the skull of a human being if such a portion of the skull was removed, on account of which the person becomes an idolat. That means that if in a human being, so it is his natal amuts, so in the behemoth it's also natal amuts. So maybe it's a treifa. So we see that it's an essential fact, it's not a statistical fact. Alright, we have to cope. Kishinot lachai yomus, almed v'shio misa choshit kisot, ulhoche choshit rabbi lebal mishnayit, v'shin masnis nday, v'choshit lebal mishmaitzik, v'choshit nilce lebal avire, avon rab masnis nid. V'im tema, im kinamayu porach namen vo im kibun tehiles, monashit. So, since the whole riot is because in connection with Gilgalis, so we still say, Kinot Machai Yomus, so maybe it has a bearing up on Trevis of Behemo. So the Gemara, when the Gemara mentions Voyike, Chisor in Shevre, the Gemara should mention Voyike, Chisor in Gilgalis. Why doesn't the Gemara mention Voyike, Chisor in Gilgalis? Vintem Arikina by the Polish Mamma Voyike, Gilgalis, Vim Rabila Kole Koye, Vim Ramnetam, the Rav Yude Loikoyal Gugeles. The Sal Gleide Lechson, the Gugeles Havni Makun, U Behemo Mitrebe, the Kivasakum Lechude. Avro Don Gisli Mazove, Boye Lechson Gugeles, in the Kivasakum. So here is Rav Metamshi. It's mentioned in Volkamin, in Pheres, here on Chum, in Zvochim. So Rav Metamshi is, and there is a lot of confusion what Rav Metamshi really means. So Rav Metamshi is, all the Shem mentioned that when the Gemara says treifa in a chayo, that's only treifa of a behemoth in a chayo. But also treifa, let's say, if a human being has a perforated lung, he can live. He can live. A normal span of life, he can live. He can live. Why? Because other mislemas. Amen. We have to understand what it means. So he says, so Memele, someone Tam says, the reason is why the Gemara does not mention Voike Gugeles, because Gugeles does not have to be mentioned. Because Sin Senodom is Isle Masle, so Memele, what constitutes a trait in the behavior? Nikaf Kumishomeya. Nikap Kumshomeya, with the membrane of the brain, so was perforated. So the behemoth is a treifa, and it's in a chayot. It's already destined to die. it's nitalons. That's only behemo if it's nitaf kumshal meyach. So it's nitalons. Mashiach in an adam since he is lemashle, so he can live with the nekef in the kumshal meyach. But that doesn't mean that since Odom is easily Masle, so even if you take out the heart of a human being, you'll still be able to live. Mm-hmm. So, easily Masle, so in other words, not everything that is fatal in the behemoth is fatal in Odom. But there are certain markets that are fatal in an Odom too. In an Odom too. So, the whole Shaila, Kamo Chisorim Bigogeles, is not relevant. It's not relevant to Behemoth. Because when Bisil say, Bishamai say Kimbe Magdeh, Bisil Kidishi not Umlachai Yoms. So what do Bisil mean? Kidishi not Umlachai of the brain itself, of the skull, together with the nekef in the membrane of the brain. But vis-a-vis Behemoth, so who has to resort to the diminution in the skull itself as without the nekef in the membrane, just the diminution in the skull, uncoupled with a nekef in the membrane of the brain, wouldn't make it a trefo. So it will make it a trefo, a gamut failure, in another only when the diminution in the scale, let's say a diminution of itself in the skull, it would be coupled with a nekev in the membrane, but vis-a-vis the hemo, once you have a nekev in the membrane, that in itself makes a trefo without any diminution in the skull itself. This is what he said. The rabbi required gives out the sonic gilis, salary makum, ubehemo mitre mikibus akum lechude, avodon, the isle mazle, boya chison yogilis, and mikibus akum. The whole drama bearing the Hoshi Trey Humre, the Satra Dode, King Shetra the Gogeles, Agav Shetra no Kagogeles. In other words, the Gemara says there is a price that if a person, that before the bus call, so if somebody wanted to rely on the sheet of Bishama, he could rely on the sheet of Bishama. If he wanted to rely on the sheet of Bisilel, he could rely on the sheet of Bisilel. But if somebody, before the bus call, would try to rely on the Kules of Bishama, and on the Kules of Bisilel is a Hoshi, and if you always try to rely on the Tbnei, the Chumras of the Shammai, the Chumras of the Shammai is a Ksuv HaChishpi. So the Gemara mentions what is only if it's Chumras of Sashrado. So the Gemara says, what does it mean Chumras of Sashrado? For example, the Machlokes between Bishamai and Misira, Bishamai and Misira, Kamo Chison Bishamai, Bishamai and Mishnei Chulim, Mishnei 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 Mishnei. So we have the Machlokes between Bishamai and Misira and Gabi Odom. So the Gabi Odom, so Bishamai are the machmirim, because according to Bishamai, even if one vertebra is missing, so it still continues to be Mitamgeya, it's considered a substantial shetre, and according to Bisilel, even if one vertebra is missing, so it's not Mitamgeya, so Bisilel are Mitamgeya. But the same machlekes would apply with Gabimemo, and there the roles would be reversed, because Bisilel were Mitamgeya in order, and they say, that if one vertebra is missing, it is not Mitame Be'el anymore, but Mitame Be'emo, if there will be Machmirim. If one vertebra will be missing the Be'emo, it will be Osam Satrepo. Bishamai were Machmirim in order that with one vertebra it continues to be Mitame Be'el, but in the Be'emo they would be Machmirim, because they would say, if only one vertebra is missing, it's a Be'emo Shleimo, it's not a Trepo, it still has the substantial spine. Is a test of time. So that is, so if a person will follow up the chumres of Bisila Ligabi Behemo and the chumres of Bishama Ligabi Odom, so it's still Bachishpil. So the Gemara says, Trishosh Trichum and Sas Hadore, Kim Shepherd Gogilis. So the Gemara mentions Gogilis also, because here too, if you follow up the chumres of Bishamai, the chumres of Bishamai Ligabi Odom, and the chumres of Bisilel regarding the Hemo. So in Bixubachishchilech. So it seems that the same machlekes between Bisham and Bisilel that is mentioned in regard to Odom applies to Behemo. But according to Rav Netan, regard to Behemo, that Machlokes has no relevance insofar as the skull is concerned, as the Gogel is concerned. Because vis-a-vis Behemo, so without any diminution in the skull, as long as the membrane is pierced, is perforated, so it's already trefal. And vis-a-vis Odom, so without the neck in the membrane of the brain, so no matter how large the diminution in the skull is, so it would be trefal. So why does he want? So Tisa says, Agav shevre no gagiris, in amel vintri besodom koi, vichir vintri panama arugoi, di mishkach di chumre mikule, chumre li nere nisa nefesh, mikule in pili preya, in nitra tefreishim shinakim tzor harzer, in kibre, u in yos chavir vintri, u mi u koshi. Di visom u gabi hodom arugis, rabi di nikva mora vintri, po di mat she, rabo li nye, mash ma din bein nitri vintri, kmoi birod. So in other words, so it's a kashi against Rabbi Tam. Rabbi Tam says that only trade is behavior is in a chayo. But Odom is Yisrael Mazle, so he trade for Sodom, is chayo. So what kind of a raya did the Rabbonon mention? The Rabbonon mention from here, he was a human being. So that's why he was able to live. Why did the Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh have to resort to Maisel Nisim? He didn't have to be Maisel Nisim. It didn't have to be nice and easy. So, umiu mashma, the song of the words of the Niklamor, a train for the Max Rabon, me of Mashma, the name of the Kafn and other, they become the Beaduma, the Ruko, Chero, Mansa, the Ramnos, Shebosa, the Fono, because certain matters in the wrong is a train for. Why? Because if you have a Shina and Mara, let's say, if the long of the Behemo looks black, like ink, so then it shows a certain deterioration of the long. And that's indicative or symptomatic of a naked that is bound to occur. So maybe he becomes a traitor right now. He becomes a traitor right now. So the Gemara mentions that if the lung looks black, pitch black, like him, so then it's traitor. Then it's traitor. Because it's symptomatic of a deteriorated lung. But suppose it's adumo, it's yeruko, so then it's not a traitor. It's not, it's kshir. What's the raya? Maisen in Ramnosen. So what happened by Ramnosen? She bosso on the phone of Isha Shemola is no. So Isha Shemola is no. And the baby died from the milk. The baby, because the blood did not as yet circulate fully in the organism at the time of the milk. Then the second child, the baby died from the milk. Then she gave birth to a third baby or another woman in the same family. It doesn't have to be the same mother. So she was already afraid to be mal the child. Okay, maybe this baby will also die. So she brought the baby before Rav Nosson. So Rav Nosson took a look at the baby and he saw that the dam was not nivlaing in the organism. So he did something. So he waited until the dam was nivlaing and then he told the mother that he can have the grease. So then the baby was named after Rav Nosson. And many other babies were named after Rav Nosson. So the Gemara says, even though the mother of that baby was only in the Yoreh, it did not mean that he was a Bisuk. So in the Mele, if the mother of the long of the Behemo is only in the Yoreh, it's not a trade. It's not a trade either. Alme may the chai bodom chai namen behemet. So you see from all that there is an equation, there is a common denominator between an odom and behemet. But according to Rav Tam, what kind of a guy is it? That's an odom, but maybe by behemot, because only Mr. Masle, but maybe by behemot, if the mother is not the normal mother of the long, if it's all, the normal mother of the long is not odom, not yore, so maybe it is a trefo, maybe it's a yachai. So we see from all this Gemara that there is an equation. Now let's just finish it here. We can go here with four years, the chesson of the deal is we are cool, but we are not like our thousands. We trade for it, we should say back home, we force it. We look in the poor, we can go deal is the whole cotton, we need to back home, so we are. Avo, the F shall be forestry. Shall you know the Mahabish to do the deal, so we have this and we are there. In other words, that is similar to what Rav Netan says, but not exactly like Rav Netan. The same that Toyo Fossi. In other words, because there are two membranes in the brain. There is the upper membrane and the lower membrane. So he says, the chisona gugel sound the kibis kume eli, the upper membrane. He says that to eli fosik. Avu mui chisona etze, minikav kume eli, ein sap to eli fosik. Vichin bei mitru mandoma tato eli mei. Vafiu mandoma komi ni loye, avu gavu eli tato eli treipe, yish lechali beru bei mei. Vuloi mitam rabotam. Aber um schon die Bodo macht, um attacht und kosche die Chosso kitzem Beinu. Um schon hoche boi Chissorin etzen in die Kibes Elien, wo wein me attacht und rach, wie zur Chissorin etzen in die Elien, aber um die Dorosche schobe beze und beze, ein und ich halle ich bin ein. Anyway, am Metam Schitte is a basic Schitte, it's mentioned in many meditations, mentioned that here, in Chum several times, in Borakamu, that in Alef, in Zvochen, that of the Zayin, in Trede, that of the Zayin, in Ere, that of Zayin, in Gitten, that of Bo, he has here the Zalrangstrock has all the thesis. And there are other thesis that also mention also these things. So Rambam Shiti is that when we say Treife Nechayo, it only applies to Behemoth. But it doesn't apply to all. So the thesis has two kashas. Thesis asks two kashas. Two kashas. From this Gemara or from this Gemara. So what kind of a riot did the Rabbonim mention from Ie? So they argued that Nikva Amoro is not treife. Why? Because Nikva Amoro is not treife. Why is Nikva Amoro not treife? Because it can live. How do we know that it can live? Because Ie was able to live. But Ie was an odor. He's Lemazwe. And the Behemoth is less Lemazwe. Behemoth less Lemazwe. That's one kashi. The other kashi is because the Gemara mentions the Raya from Rav Nosson that the Shinu Mare in the womb doesn't mean that it's a deteriorated womb. Because the Raya is from Odom that it was just that he told the mother to wait until the dam would be nipla in the whole group, and then wouldn't be in Sukkot. But that was Odom. So what kind of Raya can we mention at Rigabe there? Now I think that the plain shot in Rabbi Tam is when Rabbi Tam, you see, the Netziv says that according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says pray for in a chayo, it means in a chayo even with some. And he mentions what the Rambam says that I involve in Chum, and he mentions the Raya from the Gemara of Dafnun Dalet. But the Rambam Shiti is that the Netziv says that a treif for the Chayo means if the Behemoth is neglected and no one administers any therapy to the Behemoth. But with therapy, it can be not after surgery, just therapy. According to the Rambam Shiti is that even with therapy, it's in Chayo. I'm not so sure that this is Rambam Shiti. I am sure that this is that the Rambam Shiti is the treif and the chayim means without therapy. But the Rambam is treif, I'm not so sure. So I think that Rambam Shiti is like Rambam. That when we say treif and the chayim by the Behemoth, it doesn't mean with all the therapy being administered. So it's in the chayim. In other words, even if you give an antibiotic injection to the Behemoth, it is still in the chayim. It means without any therapy being administered, if the behemoth is neglected, normally the behemoth has a certain condition, who cares for the behemoth? The behemoth is not taken to the hospital, so to the behemoth doctor, so melee, so it's in the higher. So it's in the higher. But with therapy, it can be just as the Rambam has that chance. So that's Ramutam she does. Now, what does it mean? Ramutam says, Treifas Behemu is in a chayim. Treifas Odom is chayim. Why? Because Odom is Yisrael Masna. What does it mean, Odom Yisrael Masna? We have this expression in the morning of Kame. We have it now in our souls. The Gemara says here ומקמד הבייז עומד בייז. מה ישנה גבי אודם נחסיב כאיגח? ומה ישנה גבי בהימו נחסיב כאיגח? שגמו אין יותר. אודם דיסלי מזלי כסיב כאיגח. בהימו דיסלי מזלי כסיב כאיגח. ומיל צג הגורכי כמה שמונה. ומועד לי אודם ומועד לי בהימו. ומועד לי בהימו לה ומועד לי אודם. In other words, suppose a certain axe is addicted to going a human being. We know that axe number one has God, Reuven, has God Shimon, has God Levi. But so far, he hasn't got any way. Three human beings he got. Now then, after he got, he was mazik, he's negeach. Three human beings, the same share, axe number one, was negeach abeheim. So the question is, how much should the owner pay? Full nezek or chotz nezek? So we say, mued l'odom habe mued l'odom. If he is already accustomed and habituated, addicted to the going of an odom, so he's certainly likely to go abeheim. But suppose the other way around, he is addicted to going abeheimo, he got one beheimo, a second beheimo, a third beheimo. Now he was mazik for the first time an odom. So the owner has to pay on the chotzenet. Why? Because odom isle mazle, behemo lesle mazle. So Rashi explained it here on Bolokame. Odom isle mazle, she yeshle das lishmer esgufi. So mazle means he knows how to take care of himself. A human being knows how to take care of himself. The Rashi in Shabbos says, Odo misli mazle, she yish maloch she shemir yise. Midobar amazik. She yish maloch. I think that mazle means, you know, one of the characteristics of a living thing is adaptation. I mean, this is a very important feature of every living being, to adapt himself to the circumstances. So even an animal has the characteristic of adaptability, but any demon, the adaptability of possessed by a human being who has intelligence to the adaptability, the power of adaptability possessed by an animal, a human being. So he buys a pair of shoes and he puts on the shoes to protect himself against the elements of nature. He makes a coat to protect himself against cold and so on, against the elements of nature. So the reason is why. So mazle means the superior adaptability power of a human being. So even Behemoth has adaptability. But an Odom has much more adaptability than a Behemo. Why does an Odom have more adaptability for an Odom? Why does an Odom have more adaptability? Much more. I mean, it's a different plane altogether than a Behemo, because of two reasons. First of all, Odom usually does. He has intelligence. And then the other pshat that Rashi and Shabbos mentions, she yishli maloch sheshenya. I think that maloch means the hashgoche potis, that there is hashgoche potis over each and every person. So memele, most of the time when a person protects himself, it's not through his intelligence. All right, his intelligence is also a factor, but most of the times it's through hashgoche. It's through hashgoche. So in other words, I mean, you read many times in the paper, there was a plane crash, and then so many people got killed, and then there was one person who tried to get a reservation, and he was told, sorry, you cannot, it's all booked. And then he was screaming at the clerk, why don't you let, it's an emergency, I have to make a wedding. And then it turned out that everybody who made that plane got killed. So that's his intelligence. He was able to adapt himself, you know, to the circumstances. He's not sure what it is. So most of the time, a person is not even aware. This is what Rashi calls malach. Some of the Rambam in the Levuchim says that malach sometimes has reference to the forces of nature. I mean, so some, So we are Malach means a shliach. The shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes you don't know who is the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save one's life. You don't know what. Sometimes certain trouble that a person has is the malach that saves his life. Sometimes because a person has a loss in business, so that saves his life. Otherwise he would be in prison. But because he becomes bankrupt before he's able to perpetrate a fraud on the government, so that saves him from prison. So he's absorbed in gloom. Anyway, so according to one pshat and Rashi, so Maslow means das nishter satzme. According to Rashi's pshat in Shabbos, malach Hashem yareise. Maaseh is from the against the element who protects him. It means the Ashgoch. So now, usually the Ashgoch properties operates within the framework of nature. I mean, nisim, that you can also call nisim, but these are not nisim keneged HaTeva. I mean, nisim keneged HaTeva, that's something unusual. I mean, we are not in the Madrid to get nisim keneged HaTeva. But we are the recipients, the beneficiaries of nisim keneged HaTeva every day, every minute maybe. But that's not real nisim. That's Ashgoche Pratis. That's Ashgoche Pratis. So Memele, the Ramtam Shiti is that when he say Treifa in Achayo is like the Ramah, it doesn't mean that even with therapy being administered, so a Treifa, let's say, a Behima has a perforated lung. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I have a good guess that if something is done, if a certain antibiotic is administered to another one who has a deteriorated lung in any way, that might be effective. If it's not an antibiotic, so it's something else. So there are certain drugs that can affect the cure, but if a person, a behemoth, so there's no what Rambam says in the Nebuchim, that over behemoths there is nchayes, there is only ashkoche klovis, to preserve the mean, the species, not ashkoche protis. Over a human being, so every human being there is Ashgoche Pratis. So Mimele, if a behemoth has a perforated lung, it's unlikely that it will, fortunately and coincidentally, eat, let's say, something that is moldy, which will have the effect, let's say, of an antibiotic. It's very unlikely. But vis-a-vis a human being, because of all the missile masle and because of the Ashgoche Pratis, so the Ashgoche Pratis will manipulate that somehow, without him knowing, he should get into the system the proper medicines. Without him knowing, he wouldn't even know. He probably would be very angry when he tastes something that is moldy. But that might be a cure. So this is what Avnetam means. That only Treifas Behemo is in Yachai, but Treifas Odom is Chayim. Why? Because Odom is Lamaz. So, Tesis is Kashis. No, if the Mitzias had been that even with therapy, with all the antibiotic drugs and all the drugs in the world being administered, it still is destined to die because of this condition, because of the deteriorated lung. So then, or the deteriorated stomach or whatever it is, so then there wouldn't be a difference between another and the animal. It's the same, the laws of nature operate in the same way, except with the achnes, shalimi da hateva, so then everything is possible. If it's shalimi da hateva. But with the hateva, the laws of nature and all the forces of nature operate in the same way, react, and men the same way as an abeim. The same way, I mean, that is, everybody knows that. But, in lechayo, even by behemo, it means without therapy. But with therapy, so a behemo can survive, and all of them can survive. But a behemo is less than mazli, he has no intelligence, he doesn't know how to take care of himself. So, and there is no ashgoche pratis. So, mainly, if it has a certain condition, which if it is not, paid attention to. So it will turn out to be fatal, so it will die. I mean, But because there is no Ashpachat Protis over Behemo, and it has no intelligence either. Mashinkin and Odom, yes, Das Lishmer Satsme. And there is so much Ashpachat Protis over in the Bobby's intelligence. So Mele, it's very likely, it's not a guarantee, but it's very likely that somehow he will take him to his system, accidentally, unconsciously, that drug which will cure that mass. It's not a mass, maybe yes, maybe no, but we cannot say that he's destined to die, because maybe yes. That's the pshat in other Mislamas. I think that's the plain pshat. So in the Melee, there is no kasha. So in the Melee, there is no kasha. Tasteless as against Samaritan. Omer Rabbi Yechen and Maya Adri Chavim Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yehuda, Yish Kachor Arat Mono Rossi, Vadai Yiv Kanyon. Omer Lemi Maskir in Maya Nisi. Maskir in Maya Nisi. So what kind, why did they have to resort to Imaskir Maya Nisi without Nisi? Why Dabke Bidarach Nes? Even Bidarach HaTeva. So why Bidarach HaTeva? Bidarach HaTeva, so the same forces of nature that operate in respect to a behemoth, they operate in respect to another too. But in respect to behemoth, if certain drugs are administered, so the behemoth will not die, will be cured. But in respect to behemoth, so if there is no person who consciously administers the drugs, the medical drugs to the behemoth, so in all probability, it will not be administered. It will not be administered. It's highly improbable that it should be administered unconsciously. To preserve himself, and because of the Ashbachat Protis, so somehow he will take in the drugs. He'll take it unconsciously. He'll take it consciously, unconsciously, I mean. So, and maybe sometimes, you know, sometimes there are certain medicines that scientists discover today that were used by the old Indians who are ignorant. We didn't know anything, but they just knew that it's effective. So Mele, because of Odom Misle Mazle. Because of Odom Misle Mazle. So, but here by Iev, so in Iev it's mentioned the whole story of Iev, how he became afflicted with Yisurim, and it's not mentioned that any drugs was administered to him. And every detail in Iev's life, once the Yisurim overtook him, is mentioned. And it's not mentioned that any medicine was administered to him. So that means that Iev, with a deteriorated gallbladder, was able to survive without any medicine, without any therapy being administered. So then there is an equation between Behem and Odom. And then there is no kashe. And then there is no kashe from Adum of Yehuda. Because if Rav Nosson had mentioned a certain therapy to the mother, what she should do, she should give a certain medicine, and then that would have affected, you know, a true distribution of the blood in the organism of the baby. So then it wouldn't be any raya that if the woman does not have the proper mare, that it's all right. Maybe it's not all right. But they have not, what did Rav Nosson say? Rav Nosson said the baby is still very young and the dam was not nivra b'sichel. Wait a few days. And then by itself, without any medicine, without any therapy, the dam will be nivra b'sichel. So something that happens by itself without any therapy, so if it happens by itself, then not only it will happen by itself, to be able to, because the same elements of nature, the same laws as biological laws that are true in Odom Chuyên bé mô, chuyên bé mô, chuyên mô đông thu. So that means that the same biological laws that apply to Adam, that apply to Behemoth, apply to Adam too. The only thing is that there is, the Adam has Das and there is Ashkoch Hapotis. That's the only thing. So maybe there is no Kash. But anyway, so we have to say in Rabbetan that when, according to Rabbetan, when the Gemara says, it means without therapy, but with therapy, so then it can be. Now I want to go back to the Rambam. Now what I said in the name of the Rambam is true. The Rambam says what I said, he says. But it seems that there is another lashon in the Rambam. The Rishonim understood, so the Rambam, even though it's not so explicit, because the lashon is very, very difficult. Now turn to the Chidusha Rambam. You should have the Rambam. I mean, Daf Hayim Bogam Dal. There in the middle. V'im Teimah. Im Kenech Techamu. So because the Gemara says, V'al Titam. Sh'ar Chitcho Mikam Meiso, Chitcho Mikam Lechay. In other words, if he's Chitcho over here, so then, it's Meiso. If he's Chitcho over here, it's Chay. Daf Hayim Bogam. In the Chidusha Rambam. So he says, "Vim tema im kinech techmutzu besaydim yachter oetzem umaylo somuch la'al kuvo." So once the besaydim was got here, why does he have to throw away this behemoth? Let him just cut off the whole leg over here and fine, and use the behemoth, and use the behemoth. So yachter oetzem umaylo somuch la'al kuvo. Al kuvo does the need vitichsha. So he says that's no kasha, because if you are going to say like that, nita latchu, the halacha is that nita latchu is kshel. If the spleen was removed, so it's kshel. But if it's nita latchu, is so then it's right. The Gemara says he told me because there are certain portions. There is the thinner portion towards the tail, towards the zonov. And then they up the heavier portion, the thicker portion, not heavier, the thicker portion of the spleen towards the reish of the hemo. So only if it's nikaf, mecheti umayo, it's a reish. But if it's nikaf, mecheti umato, it's a razono, so it's nothing. But whatever. So nikaf atheil is rainfall if the heavier portion, if the thicker portion of the spleen was perforated. So it's straightforward, white straightforward. Let him yakir al disam, in other words, let him administer an anesthesia to the behemoth and cut out the whole trail, the whole spleen. So it wouldn't be trail. Oy im neka harizik shero. Or suppose by itself it happened that it was neka. After it was nika. So it should be shero, and we wouldn't say that. So just as we wouldn't say that in connection with Nika Batreil, we cannot say the same thing in connection with Nechtach Tzumzai. Vizeh Apim Ba'atzme. So in other words, so it's the same thing. I mean, you couldn't say it. V'chim Akuse V'chuli V'chim Ayim Shruchim. Gabi Halakus V'nof V'akuli. How we niflu, hakulies ukshero. So in other words, if you have mayim shruchim in the kulies, so it's straightforward. But suppose after that the kulies was completely removed, so it should be ukshero. Elo kachu aloche umikivin shenich nechta. But what is aloche? The answer is there are no kashes. If it's nitalatchul, so it's straightforward, and nikaf. Hatchul is reivo. So maybe if at the very outset it was nikalatchul, it's kshero. But if at the very outset it was nikalatchul, and then you cut out the tchul, so it remains reivo. So madi v'chei b'tchul shenika v'chei b'chuli shenok v'al shu mishtame atchil itzkachu. So you cannot be amazed. You cannot ask questions. The Afalpin, she is Bidakio, if in case, if Bobby Shuku, the Hitrinason, Malahuho, Uxener Shomi, meets him when, Amy the Rahonke, Ella Colche, when the lady went, she meet with Bobby Shirasega, she lays a day, Asule. So first he says, even though medically it is like that, many times we find that a certain liver is bruised. So then it's not almost, then you cut it off. So then it lives. Well, I mean, we know a simple example. If there is gangrene poisoning in the leg, so it's an idolomus. The person is an idolomus. But you cut off the leg, you empty the leg, so it lives. So this, but Alpidin, if there is a certain condition that overtakes at one time, an account of which it is an idolomus, even though after that, the doctors cut off the whole liver, and it's not idolomus, but it remains straight. So this is what he says at first. Then he says, "Ufidaiti shadin azeh kach neis. Dinech bichul chagrei oligamre mikim tzumesagidin vishoch tov adetrib. Shariyish b'makos shenechayv. V'alfa pi shechayv imen imbolichit chulmayvo mikom okay minechayv beisetrib b'shemo." Case in Indian Shach, who trepils, the Mbatter of Simone in Namle Chai. Ah, well, Nechte Holy Mile and its Messagidin, the Hoy, so Fakinish got a lot with Sagidin. So I thought, I mean, that this part of the Ramban can be reconciled with what Ramban said before. In other words, that when Ramban says, here, Ah, well, Nechte, so he says, the next whole Magwell Gamchin to the Shot of Father Tree, Charles Romaco, Shinhai, Bafa Pishai, men in Bolhitro in my law. So it doesn't mean in Bolhitro in my law. Mikomo can hide his trave shabo, Kinisini and Shuacho, he trave Uzu. I will next the whole my law, which was a given Vihoiso, Frakin Nishito, Labit was a given, so it means if at the very outset it was next the whole my law, which was a given. Not that first it was Nechtecho in the area of Mitzvah Zagidi. And after that, he was Chaitech again above it. No, that not. But the Rosh and the Ram understood the Ramban. The Ramban is now Chizeh from what he said before. Not Chizeh, but he says, maybe it's not the way I said. Maybe it's not. In other words, that there are two Mishenes, so there is a suffix in Ramban. The first alternative in Ramban is the way all the Rishim say, the Rosh says, the Ram says, the Rashbo says, all the Rishim say, that true, that if at the very outset, he cuts it above the Tzumesagidim area, below the knee, so that's clear. But if at the very outset, he cuts it in the Tzumesagidim area, and then he cuts it again above the Tzumesagidim area, even though he will not be in Eitalomus anymore, the Behem will not be in Eitalomus anymore, so it remains a trait. That's the way all the Rishonim say. And that's the way the Ramban said before, in the first Lashon HaKalapas. So I thought that here, when he says, the Avolim, in Nechtechul Maimon Mitzim Sagidim, Vichoyso, he means if at the very outset it was Nechtechul Maimon Mitzim Sagidim. Not after it was Nechtechul Mitzim Sagidim. It was Nechtechul again with Maimon Mitzim Sagidim. But I see that the Rosh and the Ram, they both understood that the Ramban, when he says, Avoy Nechtechol Maimon Mitzim Sagidim Vichoyso, Akin Ishchito, he doesn't mean at the very outset Nechtechol Maimon Mitzim Sagidim Vichoyso. But, after it was Nechtach, after it was Nechtach in the Tzim Sagidim Ne'ayin, became Nidal almost, he again was Chaytech, Maimon Mitzim Sagidim. And that made it able to live. So then, in other words, he's chizah from what he said before. So that's why the Ram says, so he says, as in Dabba Poshuk, his own sheep, and the Rashbo says the same thing, and the Rosh says the same thing, everyone says the same thing, that if at the very outset he caught the behemoth in the area of Tzumzagidim, he becomes a traitor, so it doesn't matter that he caught it again above the Tzumzagidim area, beneath the knee. And that enables her to live. So in other words, since at one moment it had a market, an account of which it was an intermodus, it acquired the shem trefe, it remains a trefe at one point. even though it's not in Italomus anymore. It's not in Italomus anymore. This is what the Rosh and the Rashbo and the Ram say. But the Ram says, Afarpi Sha Ramban Migamgim Bidovase. What does Migamgim mean? Means when somebody gets a shayla and it's saying the Rav, the Rafi, the Yogi, then he's migamgi. You should know the Torah so well that you shouldn't be migamgi. You shouldn't test it. So the Ram says about Ramban, migamgi. So what does it mean that Ramban is a sofik? It's not Ramban was not Chas V'Shalom confused. He had a sofik. So he uses the lotion of Mikamke. In other words, so the Ram understood that here the Ramban says something contrary to what he said. Now, but there is one thing. The Ramban at first, so yes, two shames. So according to the Ramban's understanding and the Rosh understanding, the Ramban has two shames or two alternatives. So one lotion is like all other shames, that if at the very outset it is cut above the tzumas hakivin area here, below the knee, so it's shame. Because it's not really bones, it's anymore. But if at the very outset it is cut here, and then it is cut again, so he has one motion that it remains a trait. That does not have to be explained. If it's a trait, it's a trait. But the other motion is that the shemtrei for his pocket. In other words, the shemtrei for his pocket, I mean, it's a very strange concept. So according to one Rosh and Ramban, even if the Shemtrei for Yischal, it can be pocket. It can be pocket. So the Ramban should say that now. But before he said that Afal Pini Shehish B'Darki Orifi Keini Vorim Shehuku B'Chit Chineisot U'Malu Lahucho Shemshon Meisted Ein Midu Rachomki Elo Kom Shom Yed Men Shehit Revolim Shehraseim Shehim Meisted Asur Leim. And he mentioned the Moshe. Because if you are going to say that even if it becomes a trefo, machmas tichas tzimus aginim, it can still be poka the shem trefo by calling it above the tzimus aginim area. So then you should say that you should apply the same thing ligabe chuli also. You should apply the same thing ligabe chuli also. You should apply the same thing ligabe chuli also. So in other words, it's nikav. Nikabach, if it's the chulia, not nikab. If the chulia was local, became achrit, so it's trefer. Then you cut it out completely, the kidney. So it should be sheyo. And that's, you couldn't say that, so you can't say the same thing in regard to Mesagin, either. So then, when he's chazer, according to the Ram's pshat, he has another lotion, so you should be chazer from what he said in connection with chulia or two. But he doesn't mention it in connection with Chulia. So you could say Inoch Aname. He doesn't want, you know, to spell it out. But the Ramban, so he only mentions another day, another alternative in regard to Tzumas Aginim. But he doesn't mention another day in regard to Chulia. Why is it? Now, so it's possible that what the Netziv says in the Ramban, the Ramban says. The Netziv says in the Rambam that when the Gemara says treifin achayo, it means without therapy, but with therapy it is. He says the Ramban shita is different. How does he know the Ramban shita is different? So the Ramban shita, he knows the Ramban shita is different. He knows the Ramban shita is different because I think that the Rashba shita is different. Because the Rashba intuits and ches, because someone inquired from the Rajbo, how is it that we see more as treif in the chayo, and we see kama treif as the dulim for mortal problems. So the Rajbo is very angry and he says, either it's a sheker, I mean, it's not clear what the Rajbo says, but this is what the problem means. Either the people testify that the dulim are lying, and if they're not lying, it's vice versa. This is the quintessence of what the Rajbo says. But if the Rashba shita had been that treif in the chayu means if the behemoth is neglected, not attended to, but if therapy is applied, is administered to the behemoth, then it can live. Why do they have to say vice versa? As a matter of fact, the Rashba doesn't mention vice versa. But the way the Shach understands the Rashba, so the Rashba says vice versa. Why do they have to say Maizanism? Let him say. Because coincidentally, it probably ate as it stepped on the grass. So as it was grazing in the pasture, so it found a certain medicine unintentionally. And that was the cure. Why does he have to mention Maizanism? So from that it should appear that Raimed is Chilikan, I mean Rashba, is Chilikan Rambam. But the Nitziv, the Rashba, doesn't even mention. He says the Rambam is Chilik. Why did he say the Rambam is Chilik? So it's this Rambam. He says, ואף על פי שחיו ממנו, ופידאי כי שהדין הזה כך, נעשה. דינך תחורה לא יהיה גם, כי זה מושג למשוך כבר התחיל, שאלי גם מה כל שני חיו, ואף על פי שחיו ממנו, מבוא לא חתרו מי לא, מקום מוקים לחיו וישפרי ושבו, כי זה אין יהיה שהוא עכשיו, הוא תחיל פירוס, ואימי גדולו לסמונים, נאמה לחיה. So he says, he mentions the same thing that the Gemara mentions, that Ligabei a kidney that was hit, a hit that it's not a tray for, because Gmiro the middle is Amonim Chaye. So he mentions Ligabei Tzumisagin, that if somebody was hit in the Behemo, in the area of the Tzumisagin, then it's tray for. Even though there is a possibility to cut off the whole leg, and then it will be able to live, but the way it is now, even if you slice Amonim, even if you administer therapy, you give all kinds of injections to the animal. As long as you don't cut off, you don't perform any surgery, just therapy, so the behemoth is later on. The behemoth is later on. So he mentions it. So from there, then it's deduced that why is it later on? Because they pay the higher. So then it's deduced that Rambam Shita is contrary to the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is when Gemara says they pay the higher, if the behemoth is not attended to, and if no therapy is administered, but if therapy is administered, then it can live. And he says, if once Yahritik in the area of the Tzumas Agidim, so it's a trade, even though it's possible to effect a cure to the behemoth, so that it should be able to live by cutting off the whole leg beneath the knee, but as you don't cut off the whole leg, so it's impossible for the behemoth to live, even if you administer someone. So from there the Nitzit deduces that the Ramban holds. How did Ramban hold that even if you administer someone, so it will be impossible for the Hema to live? Because Trevin Achaya and Tzumis Aginim and Nechtach Tzumis Aginim is a Trev. But it's possible that the Ramban agrees with the Rambam Shimon. The Ramban agrees with the Rambam Shittim that there are two types of prayers. There is a treifa that is grounded exclusively in Alokha Lamishim Sina, like Nikva Reya, Nikva Dakin. So, not because of Inechayim. And the Inechayim is only a statistical fact. And even as a statistical fact, it means without therapy being administered. But with therapy, so a behavior with a Nikva Reya can live. But, what? How does the Nitziv explain the Gemara? Daf Nun Dalet, according to the Rambam. So, Rafot Barabe Erich Bemocha Bikuye Vikapel Oso Vikamel Barabe Omlu Vechelesi Al Trevisi Yishevach Mashon Lechachom Vokarazino Di Komeiso. So the question is, so what Komeiso? But it's not included in Alokha Meishim Sinai. So the Kashe the Amroim asked Rababe, true, it's not a treif on the base of Alokha Meishim Sinai. But you see that all the hunters, every time they want to kill a bird, all they do is they aim to hit the bird at the kidney, and then it dies. So let it become treif. An injury in the kidney of the behemoth should make it a treif on the basis of Nidolomus, without recourse to Alokha Meishim Sinai. It's not a good Alokha Meishim Sinai. Why should it be different than Nidolach Elyeh? So he said, no, it's different than Nitlach Elyeh, so the windpipe is exposed, so you can administer all the injections in the world, all the samoni, all the therapy. It is still Nitlach, because breathing is interfered. Mashenkin here, The reason is why all these birds died, because they didn't want to administer any therapy to them. But had they tried to administer therapy, they could have saved the lives of the birds. So maybe the Ramban also agrees that she did. In other words, and Ramban also agrees that she did. And the Ramban mentions it in connection with Sumasagini, because this discussion is and the Gemara that we read some of for you to be in motion, echte choragleo. Teime, to report from little to the Sagidi, the Tanya behavior, the Phil Bema, and Kasha, the Trefo, the Yeshlema, the Havi, the Chol, the Himosh, and echte choragleo. So this is a Kasha. Why doesn't it mention? But according to the Rambam, we can say that Imchaname, Nechte Chotzum Sagidi, is not mentioned in this Sugye. It's only mentioned in Beimam Kashe, because here the Sugya mentions the Yutches Trefes of the Aluch Ramishim Sinai, because Rabbi Shmuel says there are 18 Trefes. So we have to figure out which 18. So in other words, so we have to mention only Trefes that are based upon the Aluch Ramishim Sinai. But Nechte Chotzum Sagidi is not based upon Aluch Ramishim Sinai. Nechte Chotzum Sagidi is based upon Eidolamos. I mean, it's called Achilles tendon, because this is a very vulnerable spot. Yes, what is it?
How about Drusa? I mean, our Mishnah mentioned Drusa and that's not Eidolamos?
No, because Drusa is three for and 2 hours, and 2 scores. First of all, because of Eidolamos, and it's also Nichvales and Alochal Mishnah Sina. So it's three for and 2 hours, according to the Dogma Bobo, so all the interest trefes are trefes and 2 scores. I mean, according to the Tziv, only Druso is a trefa and 2 scores. Mashenke, but here, so the Mishnah can mention Druso, because Druso is included in the Mishnah Sinai. Alright, it's Nidromos also. So for 2 reasons, it's a trefa. Mashenke, Tzumasagidin, that's not trefa that is included in the interest trefes of the Mishnah Sinai. But that's a trefa, because the Tzumas HaGidin is a vulnerable spot, and it's Neidolamos. It's Neidolamos. So it's a trefor because of the Aloch of Neidolamos. That's why the Ramban says in one wash. So in one wash, the Ramban says, so both Rishenis and Ramban can agree with the premise that the Tzumas HaGidin, Nechtechov, the Tzumas HaGidin is a trefor not on the basis of the Aloch of Neidolamos Sinai, but on the basis of Eidolamos. But the first portion holds, if at the very outset he caught the behemoth in the area of Tzumas HaGidin, so at that moment it was an Eidolamos, machmas that condition, machmas that tuchas Tzumas HaGidin, because of the severance of the tendons in the convergence of tendons in that area. So mele, it was an Eidolamos, and if so mele, once it acquired the Shem Trefa for one moment, the Shem Trefa cannot be Pokali or Moed. Machine in the second motion, he has an alternative, no. In view of the fact that this is not like the Trefa of Niklo Reo. Niklo Reo is, of course, suppose he performed an operation. We see from the Ramban that through surgery, he certainly can enable the behemoth to live through surgery. Even if we therapy not, but through surgery, yes. But no one will say that if a behemoth has a perforated lung, then you perform an operation, you sew up with stitches, you sew up the neck, and the stitches will always keep it closed, and so on, that it should become chayor. No, because there it's a trefa, because of the law of Benjamin is Sinai. So how can it become Ksheo again? Mashein came to Mesagidin is not Nicholeles in the Yitras Trefes or Alach HaShem Sinai. But that is a trefa because like Nitlach Elie. So because it's Neidolamos, so he still has two Hashems. So the first Lashem and all the other Hashem say, once it acquired Hashem trefa, there is no truth. Then the second Lashem says, no, in regard to Mesagidin, in regard to Tzumas HaGidin, since it's not a trefor because of the Aluch HaMishim Sinai, but because of Neidolamos. So the moment you cut off the whole end, and it's not Neidolamos, it becomes Sheo again. And the first alternative, the first Rosh Ramban is no. It cannot be Pakam. And that's Rosh is Chelik. Because it cannot be Pakam. But in regard to Loksa Bechulie in the Chritz, so that the Gemara includes in the Cheshbon of the Chesreides of Rochish Vapope. It included in the Cheshbon of the Chesreides. The Gemara here included, according to Rabbi Shmuel. I mean, it doesn't present any difficulty according to the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't even pass in the Yitzchestreites. The Rambam passes on the Chestreites. So maybe we can say, as the Mitziv says, that the Trochish Bapope Saloche is not based upon the Loch of Mishim Sinai. But this Gemara, include, according to Rabbi Shmuel, included in the Yitzchestreites of the Loch of Mishim Sinai. So maybe, very, even in the end, he is not crazy, the Rambam. And he says, Nika, that if the Chulia was bruised in the Mekim Achritz, in the Leiden Shabbat, so then it cannot be machsheret by cutting out the whole kidney. It cannot, because that's the Halacha Mishim Sinai. And he had the two Mishinias only in respect to Niplot Tzumzakim. Only in respect to Niplot Tzumzakim.
Is it possible that the Rambam in Perches, where he speaks of Netula and includes Lech El Yona and includes Gedim, Tumas Gedim, so there he really refers to
I don't know what the Rambam means regarding to.
But if he does say it's your Ches Trefos, so then surgery No, but Ches Trefos. So if he includes it as the Yud Ches Trefos, which on a less broad stroke... No, if he mentions on Ches... And Ches Trefos, which is the eight is a broader scope of what he says. But if he includes this as the broader scope of the Ches Trefos, so we see why that the fixing up of the Tzomos Gidim is not going
to
be helpful.
The Rambam to the Rambam says, according to the says, so the Chetz Gidim, I'm sorry, Nito Tzomos Gidim, Lech Tzomos Gidim, is straight there on the basis of the Chetz
Gidim. Long back.
Fourth year, Hashem Tav Shem Mem Aleph, May 25th, 1981.
Bliay. On the top. He said, the reason is why the Tam distinguishes between the place of Sodom and the Hemo, because Sodom is the Mazel, and because the Tam Shikim is that when the Gemara says anything a Chayo, it means without them. Let's say, if a Behemo is afflicted with a certain market of the Trefis, and it is neglected, and it's not attended, no therapy is administered, so then cannot survive for more than 12 months. But with therapy, it will be able to survive. So we got with him who does not have intelligence, because that two shot in Rashi. What is it mean, Mazel? One pshat is Yeshli Das Lishne. That's Rashi who will come with our base. And in Shabbos, Rashi says Malach Hashemia. That means Ashkoch Protis. That's what it means. So, in other words, so the Mele, the behemoth doesn't have any intelligence, whereby it can overcome all the impediments, you know, and presented by the elements of nature. So, two, I mean, even an animal, I mean, has the power of adaptability. But in the Deme, the adaptability, power of a human being who has intelligence, and who has Ashkoche Protis and the adaptability powers of the behemoth. So the male, by behemoth, so we do not assume that somehow, I mean, so it was manipulated that the behemoth should take in the cure into its system. But by order, even if doctors don't attend to it, and even if doctors don't know the cure, so somehow the Hashgoche might manipulate, let's say, that the behemoth should take in the equivalent, let's say, of an antibiotic. What is an antibiotic? I mean some moldy substance. So because it's Isle Masle, so it is very likely that the Hashkoche will manipulate, that it will be cured, that the therapy will unconsciously be administered. And then because of his intelligence, so it's very likely that deliberately he will administer a therapy. Masha'itli gabi behemo, so it says no das, and there is no Hashkoche protis over behemo. So the mele minastam we assume that no therapy is administered, unless we know that therapy was administered. So with that we can answer all the kashas that Tesis asks against Amitam from the Gemara Nier and from the Gemara of Rav Nosson. Because Eimach and Amit, the Gemara draws an equation between Odom and Behemoth. Because there we talk of a case where no therapy is administered. If no therapy is administered, so then the laws of nature operate in the same way. Taught in Odom and taught in Behemoth. Now, then, the way we explain the Ramban, so we don't have to say what the Netziv says in the Ramban. The Netziv says that whereas the Rambam holds that Reifa Inachayo means Inachayo without therapy being administered. So the Ramban shita is even with therapy being administered. What's the raya that the Ramban does, Ramban shita? Because the Ramban in the sugi of Tzumas Hagidin, of Nechtek of Tzumas Hagidin, so he mentions the Gemara. He mentions the Gemara Daf Nun Dalet, the Dalet in regard to a behemoth or an oaf that was injured in the kidney. So what a certain person was accustomed, you know, to hunt birds by aiming the arrows at the kidney, and they all died. So the Gemara says, so why shouldn't it be considered as a treifa? So the Gemara says that in Dalai Gmirlo, that if therapy is in the battle of Samechai, that from Dalai Omdala, just before the mission. So the Ramban mentions that in respect to Nechter Utsumus Agim. So he says that if it is injured, cut in the Tumas Agidin, in the convergence of the tendons, the Achilles tendon, so then it is fatal even with therapy being administered. Except if you do surgery. What kind of surgery you do? You just cut off the whole leg beneath the knee. That's the kind of surgery that will enable the behemoth to live. So the Ramban mentions that Gemara. So from that, the Netziv deduce that the Ramban is chilik on the Rambam. But we don't have to say that the Ramban is chilik on the Rambam. Because the first time, I just mentioned the Ramban's first wash, and the second, and what all the other Rishonim say. But it seems that the Ram and the Rosh understood that the Ramban is fully shinesh, so he has a suffix. So according to one portion in the Ramban, according to one alternative in the Ramban, so by Nechta Chutzumis Hagidin, it's a treife. But if you immediately cut off the whole leg, and that enables the behemoth to live, so then it becomes kshel. So in one portion he says just the reverse. In the other portion he says that. And he says that only in respect. In the other Russian, he says that only in respect to Nechtek Tzum Sagidim. He doesn't say it in respect, let's say, to Nikavatchul. Nikavatchul is treif. If it's in the thicker portion of the tchul, the spleen. But Nitalatchul, if the spleen is removed completely, it's not treif. So in the first Russian, when he says that by Nechtek Tzum Sagidim, so if at the very outset the Tzum Sagidim were cut, were injured, so then, even though later on he cuts off the whole leg, so it's not chizalach sheiro. So he mentions the raya, because if you are going to say that in the case of nechtek utzumis hagidin, so there is an etze to restore her to kashrus by cutting off the whole leg, so then you'll have to say that in the case of nikah hatchul, which is reife, there is a way to restore her to kashrus by removing the spleen, and that's inconceivable. So, in regard to left of to Sagidin is the same way, that it's not Chetorachim. But then he says, Ufitaiti, that in the Hanamim, we got to left of to Sagidin, it is Chetorachim. But he doesn't say the same thing, the other ocean, in the same thing, in regard to Nikamatru. So apparently, even in the other ocean of the Ramban, that vis-a-vis Nechter Otsumis Agidim, if he cuts off the whole leg beneath the knee, so then it's Chilu Hashiro, but vis-a-vis Nika Batchu, so it's not Chilu Hashiro, was the Pshat. So I said last time, and I think that's the right Pshat in the Ramban, because otherwise it will be an unbelievable sheet of the Ramban, that the treife, that any treife of the behemoth treifes, so if surgery is performed and then through the surgery it can live, so it's chizol kashrusa. All right, the Ramban says that to regard to nechter to misagidi. Okay, but we shouldn't be basic on the Ramban Shite over and above what he explicitly says. So I says that the Ramban Shite is like the Rambam. That the Ramban Shite is like the Rambam. That insofar as treifa in the chayu is concerned, that was that there are two types of treifas. There is a treifa that is based upon the halacha mishum sinai. And chayu, not chayu, is only important as a semen in regard to Sovik Treifo. But the inner Chayo is not the fact that makes it a Treifo. It is a Treifo because it's a Treifo. So Nika Koreye is a Treifo because Aloha Mishmi Sinai says so. But there is a semen. There is a semen. But, and what does it mean? That it's in a Chayo, Yisan Vishkhidish according to Tetanoi. Who say in a Chayo? It means without therapy. But with therapy, it can be Chayo. But that doesn't mean that if therapy is administered to a behemoth that has a perforated lung and the behemoth can live because of the therapy, that he will be chizol kashrus or chas v'sholem. Is it treifo because of the Aloch L'meshim Sinai? Is it treifo because of the Aloch L'meshim Sinai? Now, so this is... So the Ramban also agrees with the Ramban. Now, but this is a sikash. How is it that Rabbi Shmuel does not mention nechtechut misagidin among the yitras treifes? So this says the have bichlal behima shnechtechut adam. That's this sheet. But Ramban sheet it could be no that nechtechut misagidin is not included in the yitras treifes of the mission. But nechter to misagidin is a treifo because of the other aloche. In the same way as the Rambam considers nitalechelin a treifo because of nitalomus. And where it's a treifo because of nitalomus, so then if there is a way to, you know, to cure it so that it will not be fatal, and even the doctors in a certain time don't know the cure, but as long as at a theoretical level there is a possibility of a cure, so it couldn't become a treifo on the basis of nitalomus, only if it is afflicted with such a mako, with such an organic defect, I'm emphasizing organic defect, because sometimes a behemoth or a human being might be affected with a functional defect, not an organic defect. So then it's not a treifo. So that can be called geizes, not treifo. So that's the difference between treifo and geizes. So in other words, but if a behavior is afflicted with an organic defect, on account of which it must die, and there is no cure, even on a theoretical level, so then it is a treifo because of nitalomus. So nechtechut to misagidin is not included in the treifa halacha mishum sinai, but the chachamim knew that it's fatal. So the mele the chachamim say that it's a treifa because of nitalomus, like nitalecheli, according to the Rambam. So since it's not a treifa because of halacha mishum sinai, but because of nitalomus, so the mele if surgery is performed in one lashon, Rambam says, and whereby it is enabled to live. So maybe it's not any dilemmas anymore. So maybe it's not a paper. And the other Rosh Ramban can also agree with the Ramban's premise that Necht Rotsumis Agidim is not a trefer because of the Halacha Mishm Sinai, but it's a trefer because of the Italomus. But the other Rosh Ramban holds, and that's the shita of all the other Bishamim, that in view of the fact that at one moment it's a trefer, it remains a trefer in Lomboy. It remains a trefer in Lomboy. Oh, so in Mele, when the Ramban says, mentioned the Gemara of Gemara in the Batra is Simonim Chaye, the Ramban says it in regard to Necht Rotsumis Agidim. So he mentions the Raya, that by Necht Rotsumis Agidim there is no therapy possible. Surgery, by cutting off the whole leg. But therapy is impossible. Because if therapy would be possible, then Gemara wouldn't mention it as a treve. Since, how about all the other treves, the Yitzchak treves? So there it's a different situation, because they're all the other treves. The Yitzchak treves are treves because of Halacha Mishm Sinai. So whether it's possible to live, not possible to live, is not important. Mashenki Necht Rotsumis Agidim is not included. So it's because of Neitel Omus. So if therapy would have been possible, it wouldn't be Neitel Omus if therapy would be possible. So the reality is that therapy is not possible. But in regard to the other treves, like Nika Vareye, so the Ramban can agree with the Shilis Rambam. The one rishi from which it appears that he's chilek on the Ramban. So in Ramatam we also said that treif in a chayim means without therapy. Because that's the reason as to why Ramatam distinguishes between treif asodom and treif as behemoth. Now, but the one rishi from whom it appears that he's chilek and this, and he holds that when we say treif in a chayim means even with therapy being administered, is a Jewish Rashi. Because that Jewish Rashi, where someone mentioned to, the Sheol mentioned that there was some Chachomim who were Matia, a Vadai Trefo, let's say a behemoth with a perforated lung, if it was locked up, and then it was observed that it survived for more than 12 months. So the Rashi says, Chas v'sholem, and he reprimands the Sheol even for thinking about such a possibility. So he says, so then, in discussing all these things, so the Rajpa says, either it's not true, or if it is true, I mean the way the Shach understood the Rajpa is not very clear, the Jewish Rajpa. Or, because it's by Zanisi. Why does he have to say it's by Zanisi? If the Rajpa Shita had been like Ramban and Rabnetam, the Trifin Achayu means, means that without therapy, but with therapy it can live. So you could explain all these cases where we observe certain treifes that they survive for more than 12 months on the basis that somehow some therapy was either deliberately or accidentally administered. As the behemoth was grazing in the pasture, maybe the behemoth ate a certain herb that is the equivalent of a certain medicine. Of a certain medicine, rather than to attribute it to Maisenisi, and it doesn't mean Maisenisi in the Hateva. These Maisenisi.